And do you call anything different when it's outside, like the stairs that go up to the house from the outside?
Oh, yes, there's steps from the front of the house and steps at the back of the house.
Oh.
I usually say if I wanted to come in the back steps, I'll come in the back steps. Or if the steps in the front of the house, I always say the front steps.
Okay. And let's see. Do you, what would you call like a porch that's on the up, like on the top floor of a house?
I have forgotten just exactly what Granddad called his porch up there. So I have heard him call it a stoop. Have you ever heard of a stoop?
A stoop to me would be like a little entranceway at the front of the house that you get on the stoop and come in.
That's right, too. But I've heard Grandpa say the stoop upstairs.
Oh, really?
So he had a little porch that, well, one of the doors in one of the rooms upstairs went out into a little porch or a stoop. And I've heard Granddad use the word stoop right there.
I never had. Okay, how about like, what would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
That is the weatherboarding.
Is that like on a house, or they talking
sure,
about?
Sure, it's weatherboarding. And there's lots of different types of weatherboarding. Aluminum weatherboarding is very familiar today. They use a lot of aluminum in the building, but back in those days, when I was a kid, the weatherboarding was all real wood,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of times the way they sawed the wood was thickness at the bottom and thin at the top, and maybe the board would be 6 or 7 inches across, and they start at the bottom. They put the thick part down, nail the board on, and then they overlap the other board onto the thin part, and it would give the siding of the house an offset ever so often, say ever 6 inches or ever 5 inches or ever how thick the board might be.
See, now I've never heard of that. I thought nobody would ever know that. Oh boy. Okay. I want to hang something. I wanted to hang something on the wall. So I took a nail and I
drove it into the wall.
Alrighty. And the nail didn't go in far enough, so you say it has, it's...
Well, when you drive a nail into the wall, usually, if you know anything about the construction of the wall, it has two befores on the inside. I don't exactly know how far apart they are, but the way I discover where the two before is, I take the hammer and just barely touch the wall, and you can tell by the sound of the wall where the two before is, and then put your nail where the two before might be.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got a good solid foundation or a good solid hold your picture so it won't fall.
Yeah. All righty. And what's the top part of the house?
That's called the ceiling.
Okay.
And the roof.
All right.
The roof.